Good evening and welcome to the program. I'm Michael Cohen on the microphone and the board tonight. On today's show, the New Hampshire primary is tomorrow, but will there be any surprises or will Mitt Romney win again? I'll be joined by Michigan State University political science professor to discuss that. And a penny being sold for $1.4 million. I'll be talking to the man who runs the company that auctioned off that penny to find out why it was so special. But first, immigrants and their families are being separated now based on federal law, but that may very well soon change. To talk about that, I'm joined by Ryan Bates, the director of the Alliance for Immigrants' Rights. Ryan, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on. Really appreciate it.
So what is the current law when it comes to illegal immigrants in America and their families? What happens when authorities find out that someone is here illegally?
Well, the change that was announced on Friday is going to allow folks who are married to a U.S. citizen or have children who are born in the United States who are U.S. citizens and have reached the age where they can pass that citizenship along to their parents to legalize a little more easily. The problem we have now is families are being separated because of this arcane federal rule. Folks have to stay some separated for months, sometimes years, in dangerous places like Juarez, Mexico, or in Damascus, Syria, waiting for the government to finish the paperwork. What this change will allow is for folks to stay together with their families in the United States while they get some of that paperwork processed. This is going to make it a lot easier for folks to pay their mortgages, raise their kids together, and not have to struggle so hard to try and achieve the American dream.
Some would argue that this makes being an illegal immigrant and attempting to enter the country illegally a more tempting prospect by essentially guaranteeing that they are not immediately sent home. How would you respond to that?
I'd say that's a mischaracterization. This change applies only to people who are married to U.S. citizens and would be eligible for what's called the family unity waiver. What that means is these are folks who are in line to get their status fixed, and they're going to be getting their papers anyway. So it's a question of do they get that legal status while they're separated from their family, or do we keep that family together, making sure those U.S. citizen kids and their U.S. citizen spouse have a breadwinner, have someone to raise the kids with. And don't have to have their life turned upside down.
Are we talking then about illegal immigrants that marry U.S. citizens?
Some of the folks who are eligible for this change would be undocumented folks who've married a U.S. citizen or who have U.S. citizen children who've reached the age of 21. This isn't any sort of change that allows them to become citizens. All it does is it allows them to get some of that paperwork processed here in the country without having to go back to sometimes dangerous places for indeterminate periods of time.
What is the current process? If someone is here illegally, they marry a U.S. citizen, outside of the being removed from the country, as you're saying, that is the current system. What is the process of them being allowed to be in the U.S. legally?
Sure. Well, what they would have to do is leave the country and then wait 10 years. And then they would submit an application, which, depending upon what country you're applying from, can take as long as another 10 years to get processed. So that's 20 years of separation to get your papers fixed if you're eligible. What this process would do is it would allow folks to wait and go through a part of that process with their families here. They would still have to go and do an interview outside of the country, but we would be looking at a wait of a week or two instead of as long as a decade.
And now this would be, so essentially if you marry a U.S. citizen with the timeline in consideration, you're almost guaranteed to get a green card then?
That's not true. Something called the 10-year. You remember that 10-year wait I talked about?
Mm-hmm.
You can get that wait waived if you can prove the extreme hardship that would be caused to your family, not your children, but your spouse or an adult by your absence. So what the family unity waiver would allow you to do is to get that waiver without having to leave the country. So it doesn't make it any requirements for getting a green card any easier. All it changes is that you can apply for those requirements without having to leave the country.
I'm talking to Ryan Bates, the director of the Alliance for Immigrants' Rights. How difficult is it to get a green card?
Well, depending upon your status, it's an incredibly difficult process. It takes a minimum of 3 to 4 years, depending upon your visa, and it's expensive. The legal fees add up, the application fees add up, and you know we think this process should be easier, especially for families of U.S. citizens. We should be encouraging folks to get their green cards, get status. And set down roots, not making it hard for folks to do things the right way. So this change that the administration announced last week is going to help families who are trying to do things the right way keep them together instead of causing a lot of hardship.
And this is being done by the Obama administration. It does not require any confirmation from Congress?
This is a change of a rule that the Obama administration is going to be able to do through the federal rulemaking process. It doesn't require Congress. What we really need is for Congress in the long term to take up comprehensive immigration reform. That's going to fix this broken system for the long term. But in the meantime, it's very positive that the administration is taking steps to help families right now.
Do you think that the Obama administration has been more favorable towards the types of changes that you would support when it comes to illegal immigrants?
We certainly think the administration can and should do more, but we're definitely pleased that this change is going to help hundreds of thousands of families stay together. Of course, we would like the administration to find ways to help more folks, help more families. But these changes are certainly a strong step in the right direction.
And what is the best way to be humane to those that are here illegally, yet also have a policy that doesn't encourage more illegal immigration?
Sure. Well, everyone knows that it would be an impossible plan to try and deport 11 million people. If we tried, it would be just a moral outrage as well as an economic suicide for our country. Our agricultural sector, our hospitality sector would just collapse. So we need to find a way for those 11 million folks who are here right now, living, working, paying mortgages, paying their taxes, to get into the system, to legalize. So we think those folks should be required to register with the government, pay any back taxes they owe, learn English if they don't already know it, pass a background check, and get on a path toward eventually earning their citizenship. Now, the bottom line reason why there are so many folks in the country illegally is that our legal immigration system is broken. For most folks, quite simply, there is no line to get into. So if we had a system that worked, where it was possible to get in line and do things the right way, folks would get into that line. So we think there should be visas made available for folks who are doing the hard work that immigrants do every day in our economy, for farm work, in the hotels and restaurants. So folks can get in line and come in with the proper documentation.
Well, one small step soon to be enacted, a federal rule change that would allow families of those that do involve illegal immigrants to remain intact as they work through the system. Ryan Bates, director of the Alliance for Immigrants' Rights. Ryan, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, sir.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.